Well, one of the things that I'm particularly pleased about for this go-around is that the Commonwealth has gotten out there early in terms of addressing these issues. We didn't wait until a BRAC was called for. The administration has started to, through the task force, is going to gather all the expertise that it has within the state, and if necessary, go out and hire consultants in an effort to try and put our best foot forward. So I think taking this early view at this and working at this early stage is definitely a benefit to the six military organizations and to the defense industrial base here within the Commonwealth.
Now, a lot of attention focuses obviously on the six active military bases that we have, including the two here in western Massachusetts, Westover and Barnes. What would the impact be if one or more of these bases closed or was dramatically downsized?
Well, as any change occurs that has an impact on the on the economy of a particular area, yes, it would have a significant downturn. It depends whether it's reshaped or whether it's closed in its entirety. The impact of that. And each one of the individual bases, and that's one of the studies that Mass Development has commissioned through the Donahue Institute at UMass, is to quantify the impact that each one of these military bases has on its surrounding communities. And that's in the formative stages right now. It's going to be released this fall, and that will actually put numbers to these. We've seen some early numbers, and I think the Lieutenant Governor talked about that. And so we're talking some pretty significant impacts in a particular area. Most notably for western Massachusetts would be the impact that Barnes and Westover have on the economy. I've heard the Lieutenant Governor say that combined, they are probably the fifth largest impact on the western Massachusetts economy.
There's more, though, to the state's defense sector than just these military bases, correct? What's being done to address some of the concerns of defense contractors in the state?
Well, that's one of the benefits of having this task force is that we are going to have six subcommittees, and some of them will deal directly with the bases and their missions and the surrounding communities. But one in particular deals with the interface between the defense sector and its industry and academic partners. And Massachusetts, of course, is a big contributor, especially in the research and development area, both from an academic perspective. If you look at MIT's, the kind of contracts that they get from the Department of Defense on an annual basis, it's staggering the amount of money that they get to do some of the research that they do. But obviously, the Department of Defense puts their money where it's best spent, and so we like to think that we have some things that are not duplicated in other parts of the country, and those are the things that we need to ensure are well known to the folks in the Department of Defense and reminded at the time that they start looking at cuts. In addition to that, we have some huge defense contractors in this state. And their contributions are equally on the leading edge of innovation. We've got BAE Systems, we've got Textron, Raytheon, General Dynamics, General Electric does some work in that, and plus a whole host of smaller companies that don't appear on people's radars, but in fact are very innovative. Small companies tend to be more innovative. And so they're big contributors to the Department of Defense, and certainly something that we want to showcase so that, from two perspectives, obviously it has an impact on the economy, but for somebody who's been in the warfighting business his entire life, it's nice to know that we're going to provide the best tools to our warfighters of the future.
There was congressional testimony earlier that more than $100 billion in across-the-board military spending cuts could begin as soon as this January. How might that impact Massachusetts?
I think there are a whole host of studies out there that would put all sorts of different numbers to that, and I guess it's a matter of doing the research and picking out the one that you like. Without question, something as sweeping as sequestration would have a significant effect on the Massachusetts economy, probably more so from the defense industry perspective than it necessarily would be as an immediate response from the military. That would eventually happen, but in terms of immediate response, probably greater on the defense industry.
The lieutenant governor has talked about not only trying to preserve the existing military assets in Massachusetts, but growing them. How would you expect to do that in the face of these expected cuts in military spending?
Well, you know, some of the things that were, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, we're very strong in the research and development and innovation. Some of the things that we're strongest in are the areas that the military is moving towards, robotics, nanotechnology, and most especially in the cyber arena. So I think that we might be able to grow in some of these new areas at the same time that we're preserving the military assets that we have. We might be able to grow in this defense industry base that deals with these new technologies.
You said that you expected that there would be a BRAC process, as has occurred in earlier rounds of military-based downsizing. Is Massachusetts ready to make its case?
It's a pretty, you know, tried-and-true process, if you will. From our perspective, what we want to do is kind of look at what we're doing ourselves and see how much, you know, from a mission perspective, a military value perspective, how we align with current and future mission sets that we see the Department of Defense moving towards. Plus, the other piece, of course, is to try and streamline our individual base operations to make certain that the Department of Defense knows that these bases are operating efficiently. And we also want to showcase the community support.